The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, February 22nd, 2016. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 91st episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines, coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, and this week a lot shorter, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included, NOLA.com ran a preview story about some of the events at New Orleans' Tulane University Shakespeare Fest, including a second-line jazz funeral. Man, I want to be there. The gaming website Gamma Sutra ran a fascinating piece discussing Shakespeare's influence on video game violence, tying Titus Andronicus to games like The Last of Us, The Walking Dead, and the BioShock series. Great stuff. The Telegraph previewed the new book by David Crystal, The Oxford Dictionary of Original Shakespearean Pronunciation, coming out next month, which shows us how some of Shakespeare's jokes and puns have been lost to history as we've changed our pronunciation. Needless to say, it is a must-buy for me and has already been pre-ordered. The Telegraph also ran a story on the use of technology to create 3D onstage avatars in the upcoming Royal Shakespeare Company production of The Tempest, coming this November with Simon Russell Beale as Prospero. The Galesburg, Illinois Register Mail ran a good piece on their local troupe, the Prairie Players, and their recent library potluck and reading of Hamlet. The always insightful blog over at the Oxford University Press ran a great piece on sexuality in Shakespeare. Adweek ran a piece previewing the New York Public Library's new exhibit, Shakespeare's Star Turn in America, a celebration to be hosted at the Lincoln Center until the end of May. And finally, the Knoxville Mercury reviewed Titus Andronicus by Clarence Brown Theater, running through the end of the month in Knoxville, Tennessee, calling it a slightly kinder and gentler version of the bloody play. Now, let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On February 16th, 2001, American film producer and director Howard W. Koch passed away at the age of 85. Just before he began to direct films, his last film as an assistant director was the 1953 film adaptation of Julius Caesar, directed by Joseph L. Mankiewicz and starring Marlon Brando as Mark Antony. On February 17, 1400, the body of the recently deceased Richard II lay in state at Old St. Paul's Cathedral. On February 18, 1503, Henry Tudor was created Prince of Wales. Henry was the son of Henry VII and would grow up to be the serial husband and king, Henry VIII. Two events of note for February 19th. In 1408, the Battle of Branham Moor was fought. This was the final battle in the Percy Rebellion. The battle at Shrewsbury, where Hotspur Percy was killed, occurred 5 years earlier and was presented in the first part of Henry IV. Also on this date, in 1717, British actor David Garrick was born. A theater producer and actor, he rose to fame after his portrayal of Richard III in 1741. On February 20th, 1547, Edward VI was enthroned as King of England following the death of his father, Henry VIII. Two items of note for February 21st. In 1431, Joan of Arc had her first day of interrogation after capture by the English. She would be tried and executed for heresy as seen in the first part of Henry VI. In 1437, James I of Scotland died. James was uncrowned for the first 18 years of his reign, as he was a prisoner of the British at the time. He was finally ransomed in 1424, just after he married Joan Beaufort, the granddaughter of John of Gaunt, who was, as marriages would have it, also the grandfather of the English king at the time, Henry V. Around February 22, 47 BC, the Battle of the Nile occurred. Julius Caesar's Roman army, following his victory over Pompey, joined the forces of those of the then 22-year-old Queen of Egypt, Cleopatra, to defeat those of her brother, Ptolemy XIII, to end the Egyptian civil war. This victory put Cleopatra on the throne and in Caesar's bed. And that, my friends, was your week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending February 22nd, 2016. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.